I am a runner. Believe it or not, it has taken me a little time before I've been able to say that. Although I have an audio blog all about running, despite the fact I have run at least three races, two marathons, one 10K. I run four, sometimes 5 days a week. Despite all the running that I do, I, until recently, didn't identify myself as a runner. I run, yes, but I'm not a runner. To me, runners were always people who wore strange kind of little Sebco-type shorts. Runners were people who belonged to running clubs. That all seemed to end in the word harriers. In short, runners were the nerds of the athletic world. I'm not talking about the Olympic athletes. They're amazing. I'm talking about the average kind of people who belong to running clubs. Culturally, I just didn't feel I fitted in. In a similar fashion, I cycle quite a bit, but I would never label myself as a cyclist. I despise Lycra. I don't feel I culturally belong with cyclists. This is despite the fact I cycle to work and back every day, cycle more than I drive, and probably cycle more than most people, or at least some people, who do profess to be quote-unquote cyclists. On the other side, to show that my denial and hypocrisy are in full swing, I do think of myself as a basketball player, or at least an ex-basketball player. I used to play basketball when I was a kid, but I hardly pick up the ball now, if ever. But I do feel myself somehow an affinity to being a basketball player. That is because culturally I feel more at home with people who play basketball, even though I wasn't very good. I am definitely a better runner than I was ever a baller. There are obvious strong cultural elements to how you identify yourself, and this is tied up with issues of race and class and background and geography and everything. To put it simply, when I look at people at running clubs, I don't feel I see people like me. But when I look at basketball clubs, I see people like me. Your identity is not simply what you do, but who you feel affinity with when you're doing it. For example, my Jamaican heritage is important to me. At the last 2012 London Marathon, people from all over the world ran and their nationalities were recorded. Not a single Jamaican ran in the 2012 London Marathon. That's right, not one. I think that is why I regularly thought to myself as a guy who runs as opposed to a runner. Jamaicans don't do marathons. Jamaicans aren't in running clubs. And even though I'm British, I see myself as partly Jamaican. The fact is, though, I am a runner. The fact is that it is part of my identity. I read Runner's World magazine. I go running all the time. I obsess about running shoes. I might not feel a lot in common with some of the people at running clubs, but we share a common passion for placing one foot in front of the other as fast as possible and for going as long as possible. Only fellow runners understand the pain and anguish we go through and the joy and the elation. To deny our shared experience is to deny part of myself. And admitting to myself that I'm a runner, I feel my identity has grown and I've been exposed to a new world. So I will say it loud. I'm a runner and I am extremely proud. The picture today is of just after the Amsterdam Marathon and is of myself and loads of other fellow runners finishing the Amsterdam Marathon. And to think I'm not a runner when you see me in that midst and that I don't share a lot in common with those people who have just done 42.2 kilometres with me is completely mad. So that's why I put up the picture.